Rumi died on 17th of December 1273, and his mausoleum in Konya is now one of the world's most popular pilgrimage sites for the curious traveler and the ardent followers who return time and again in response to Rumi's call. Come, come again, whoever you are, infidel, idol worshipper, or from the fire temple, come. Our shrine is not a doorway of despair. Come, even if you break your vows 100 times, come. بازو بازو هر آنچه هستی بازو گر کافر و گبر و بت پرستی بازو این درگاه ما درگاه نومیدی نیست صد بار اگر توبه شکستی بازو.
The essay was presented by Nagez Farzad and produced by Mohini Patel, and you can download that and the rest of the series by going to the Radio 3 website and choosing the podcasts. This is Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for World on 3. Good evening to Lopa Qatari.
Good evening, Ian. Well, I'm not sure whether it's escaped your notice, but it is the 14th of February, which means it's Valentine's Day. I know there's only an hour left in the day, but I do want to send a Valentine's greeting, not just to you, Ian, but to all of you out there. And what better way than to have Africa's premier diva, Grammy Award-winning artist Angelique Kidjo sing for you. She came into the studio to record tonight's session for us back in December. And when she realised that it would be going out on Valentine's Day, well, she wanted to do a special number for all you lovers out there and to give you her own personal message. So here she is, Angelique Kidjo, just for you.
This song is about love. Nyuanwe in my language means I love you, but if you translate literally, it means I love your smell. And what I'm talking about is how sometimes we use love as a game to hurt one another or as a weapon also to get what we want. Love should come without condition. Love should be free. Love should be love, period.
You want away, you want away,
you want away.
Lovely words there from Angélique Kidjo. Love should be love, period. My guest in session is Angélique on tonight's programme. And there she was with her longtime friend Thierry Vatton, accompanying her on piano and vocals. I'm Lopa Kotari, and this is World on Three. In addition to Angélique on the programme, I'll try not to be too indulgent, but I do have a bit more music to get the fires of romance burning. Also, there's part three of our amazing 26-part series, Commonwealth Connections, where we explore the music and culture of the countries taking part in the Commonwealth Games this summer. Tonight, we get to visit South Africa and hear from a 92-year-old mouthbow player. That's in about an hour's time. And we've also got the inside track from Olympic medalist, the sprinter Chris Brown, who tells us why the street music of his home country, the Bahamas, brings out the beast in him. In a good way, of course. So here's a song from a man called Easy Kabaka Brown. I played a track from this album last week and saved this one for today because it's a lovely song to dance to, up close and personal. And I'm not sure why, but there's something about Easy's voice that makes me think of Harry Belafonte, one of my heroes and a man who simply exudes charm and romance.
Papi crock me be bala bala mo he be dina I papi crock me be man man he be dina I papi crock me be bala bala mo he be dina I papi crock me be man man mbotanya ar prosi mam papa ke refamo mbotanya ar prosi mam papa ke refamo mbotanya ar prosi mam papa ke Dinah, Papu Yoguna,
I put the crown for me, dear Bella Bella. My body, yeah, had a bruise, man, papa, carry for more. My body, yeah, had a bruise, man, papa, carry for more. My body, yeah, had a bruise, man, papa, carry for more. My body, yeah, had a bruise, man, papa, carry for more. He be dying, Mabu Yoguna. He be dying, Mabu Yoguna. I pop your crop for me, dear Bella Bella. Oh, wait, boy, come on, not for the bar. Be your wound, Papa, your wound, Papa, your wound. I bought a tap in the mall. Papa, Cooper, Pelama, Papa, Cooper, Pelama. Abu Yoguna, aboro tepi memo. Abu Yoguna, Abu Yoguna, bepi kubepe lama, bepi kubepe lama ya. Abu Yoguna,
mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed the millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
A gent I know with a big sedan swore he was an army man. And he got dressed up into kilt in the uniform he wore at the Bunker Hill.
Mustard anymore. He's getting too old. entertain the nectar, I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. It seems that every man you meet wants to sweep you off his feet. But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I love that song. A bit of an anti-Valentine there. The smoky, sexy Marlene Dietrich singing a comedy duet with Rosemary Clooney, who is another of the star actresses and singers from the 50s, and who, incidentally, is also Auntie Rosemary to George Clooney, that is. Too Old to Cut the Mustard from the fabulously titled album Head Over High Heels, Strong and Glamorous Women, 1927 to 1959. Now, Dino Santiago was born Claudino de Jesus Borges Pereira in Portugal, but his family is from Cape Verde, and it was when his father took him back to his ancestral home on the island of Santiago that Dino became the man, the voice and the name that he is today. His album Eva oozes soul and love. This is Nos Tradición.
Dambes, caminho está longe, tem que vai. Minha tareza, minha dambes, caminho está longe, tem que vai. Poxa, entido na boa oração, sem Deus, não no Canadá. Pega firme na semana, mente, tenta servir na boa caminhada. Oi, o tem que vai.
Sou cabos que esse tradição.
Se pá no labanta, não tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se pa vou lavanta, vou tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se pa no lavanta, então no vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Yeah, yeah. Se massaram, põe a pepa diante. Banha caminho é ui, ui. Põe a pé diante que louto pé. Banha caminho estreito ui, 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 ui. Se pa no levanta, não tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se pa vou levanta, vou tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se pa no levanta, não tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se pa no levanta, não tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Eu pode fazer com o papai eu. Aí ó. Eu acho que eu paro sim, eu vou. André, já que eu tô fazendo aqui, ele
sou cabo esquece tradição.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se povo levanta, vou tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição.
Se povo levanta, vou tem que vai.
Sou cabo esquece tradição. Esquece tradição. Oi, sou cabo
tradizione a buon forma di rina, buon forma di hobby. So che buschesi tradizione, chi ta porta la omi, ta forma mujer a través di lei. I vostri costumi, personalità, ti trasforma amizade. So che buschesi tradizione, che figlio verdade, di maior metade.
Ridiculously fast and quite an unexpected combo there. Violon Barbarès, where Mongolian horsehead fiddle and throat singing meets France in a Bulgarian sound clash. And if you thought that was fast, here's a man who really is. His name is Chris Brown. He's from the Bahamas and he's an Olympic champion, having won gold as part of the four-man 400-metre relay team here in London back in 2012. Now, every week, as part of our Commonwealth Connection series on World on Three, we're bringing you not just a window into the culture of the countries that make up the Commonwealth through their music, but you're also going to get to know some of the athletes who are going to be competing at the Games this summer. Because over the last year, the Radio 3 team has been talking to these champions and potential record breakers to find out what music they hold close to their heart. Bahamian champion Chris Brown told us about Junkanoo, the music that fires him up and why. Perhaps that's why he's also known as the fireman.
Junkanoo is the number one parade, the number one sound of the Bahamas that everyone can relate to. It's made up of goatskin drums, cowbells, horns, whistles, and different design costumes. I mean, you can see anything from a giant rooster to a crawfish. The Junkanoo Parade would happen twice for the year, Boxing Day and also New Year's. You get up in the wee wee hours of the morning to parade the streets, and once all those combination of sounds and instruments come together, you have no choice but to move your feet and rock to the beat. My name is Chris Brown. I'm an Olympic gold, silver, and bronze medalist. I run the 400 meters for Bahamas and also the 4x4. I'm from a small island of Eleuthera, and that's one of the outer family islands throughout the 700 islands and keys of the Bahamas. Music is important to the Bahamian public in general, especially Junkanoo, because just hearing the songs of the drum and the horns and the whistle blowing, it brings the people together. It makes everyone connect. We put the differences aside. Everyone is able to, you know, shake and move and dance, and no matter how cold it is, everyone is jumping to the sound of the beat, and it dates back into the day, and I guess from our African ancestors. So as soon as we hear those goatskin drums beating, we know inside of us it goes way back. But some people now, you know, today, they probably don't know the full true history. But for me, I can feel that a part of me still lies there. When you get on the streets, the first thing you notice is the crowd of people gathering and walking around. That's the first thing. You're going to also see a lot of fires because the drums need to be heated. So they have fire sometimes to keep the drums warm because the goat skin has to stretch in order for the sound to come out perfectly the way they want it. And now, with this modern day now, they put the fire actually inside the drum. A small little fire is lit inside the drum through the whole time to keep the drums warm. Leading up to the main parade, which will be New Year's Day and Boxing Day, you can actually hear the groups practicing in different areas of the island. Every weekend, where everybody's off from work, there is a Junkanoo group practicing somewhere. You just have to find a location. Even if you're just riding by, if you see a big fire lit somewhere, you already know this one group will be practicing here. And the practice now has become somewhere where the general public goes out and watch, or your friends will send you a YouTube link to say, look, this is what practice looked like today, you know, and everybody go and support their favorite groups that they want to hear. Every now and then, you know, it'll be a small little competition here or there, or a little rush out, they call it. So you get to see it and hear it, a little bit of it on a regular. It's a very special place in my heart for Junkanoo music. I feel I can listen to any other music out there, rap, hip-hop, R&B, soca, but I feel as though Junkanoo is a part of me and my culture. When I was young growing up, I was playing the drums. So I had my little goatskin drum and my little costume. And one of my happiest moments was when I was basically chosen to be a lead drummer on Eleuthera. We basically had to do a show with just the drummers to see who could be the best drummer. And I was going up against three of the best drummers we had. I cleaned off my drum, I warmed it up real nice, and I was in the corner by myself until it was time for us three to get in the circle. And I prayed over my drum, and I mean, my drum was on point. It was sounding real good, nice and warm. The warmer your drum, the better the sound of the beat. Once I went into the circle, I just did what I needed to do and came out victorious. And I was the lead drummer from then, and everyone was celebrating and throwing me up in there because I was small and I was one of the smallest in the group. And that was one of the best moments that I had growing up as a child. I would be looking forward to coming and representing in Glasgow for the Commonwealth Games 2014. When I'm warming up and getting ready for my competition, I listen to music. I make sure that I have my CD or my player is on Junkanoo Music because it brings out a different beast inside myself. As a little boy growing up, you know, it sticks with you and it carries you through life, and that rhythm just sticks to the mind and to the brain, to where I feel like I'm undefeated. Like, hey, this is my stage, this is my show, and I gotta bring out the best, and that Junkanoo Music helps me to do that.
Junkanoo, Bahamian street music that is so much a part of life on the lovely islands, and something that's an almost ancestral hold on Olympic champ Chris Brown and inspires him to get off the starting blocks that much quicker than his competitors. I can't wait to see him in action at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. That was part of Radio 3's Commonwealth Connections series, where we're visiting all 53 member nations of the Commonwealth to bring you some of the amazing music that we've collected on our travels, often from quite isolated communities, in the run-up to the Games this summer. And I don't know about you, but it's definitely giving me a few names to watch out for when I see the athletes walk into the stadium. You can follow our Commonwealth Connection series online and join the conversation. The hashtag is R3Commonwealth. Plus, there's some great stuff up on the website. Pictures, videos. David Allison, one of the producers, has blogged about his experience of getting some of the interviews done for the series. How even the fastest sports people on the planet don't necessarily keep good time. It's a really good read. And remember that no matter where you are in the world, the episodes are available to download once they've been aired. You're listening to Lapa Kotari on World on 3. Still to come on the programme, the second part of tonight's Commonwealth Connections, some extraordinary music from South Africa. Plus, I also have my guest in session, the powerhouse, that is Benin's Angelique Kidjo, who sang us in tonight at the top of the programme. But before we get to that grand dame, here's a grand old dame who Jean-Paul Sartre, the existentialist playwright and philosopher, said had millions of poems in her voice. She's Juliette Gréco, and she's been singing and acting for the masses for decades. Now in her 80s, she's still at it, and she's just brought out a new album of new renditions of her 12 favourite songs by Belgian Jacques Brel, a master of the modern chanson. The album is simply called Gréco Chante Brel, and in this song, she sings a very saucy tango, Tango Funèbre, with real theatricality. It's an absolute delight.
Ah, je les vois déjà me couvrant de baisers, et s'arrachant mes mains et demandant tout bas, est-ce que la mort s'en vient? Est-ce que la mort s'en va? Est-ce qu'il est encore chaud? Est-ce qu'il est déjà froid? Ils ouvrent mes armoires, ils tâtent mes faïences, ils fouillent mes tiroirs, se régalant d'avance de mes lettres d'amour en rue.
banés par deux, qui riront près du feu en riant aux éclats. Je les vois déjà. On passe des frileux, suivant comme des artistes en costume de bois. Ils se poussent du cœur pour être le plus triste. Ils se poussent les bras pour être le premier. Ils ont amené des vieilles qui ne me connaissaient plus. Ils ont amené des enfants qui ne me connaissaient pas. Pensent au prix des fleurs et trouvent indécent pas mourir au printemps quand on aime le lire. Ah, je les vois déjà, tous mes chers faux amis, souriant sous le poids du devoir accompli. Ah, je te vois déjà, trop triste, trop à l'aise, protégeant sous le drap tes larmes lyonnaises. Tu ne sais même pas, sortant de mon cimetière, que tu entends dans l'enfer quand t'accroches à ton bras le bras de ton quelconque, le bras de ton dernier, qui sera te faire pleurer bien autrement que moi. Je me vois déjà m'installant à jamais, bien triste, bien au froid, dans mon champ de soleil. Ah, je me vois déjà, je me vois tout au bout de ce voyage-là dont on revient de tout. Je vois déjà tout ça, et on a le brave culot dont j'ai me demandé de ne plus boire que de l'eau, de ne plus trousser les filles, de mettre l'argent de côté, d'aimer le filet de Macron et de crier « Vive le roi !»
Pulo pra cima e não quis se engordar.
Ele saiu rebolando na poeira, minha
Maria, por no pé da portaria, e o que não saiu errado.
Mas antes vamos tirar o processo desse cano do projeto na casa do delegado.
Nana de baieta, menina de baieta, menina de baieta, não há opinião. Nem pra ela olhava, nem pra ela mangava, não subi do raia.
Tá no voo, tá no voo, Maria do Mar.
Coco Jetabei, an a cappella group from the rural northeast of Brazil, Tacaratu, in the state of Pernambuco. Apparently, this is the kind of music they sing when they're trying to flatten the clay floors of their homes. It helps them to get into the spirit of it and dance, making it easier to stomp their feet on the floor. And so to a person who, for me, is a strong and vibrant voice of Africa, a person with a social conscience and a strong sense of justice, Grammy Award-winning Beninese singer-songwriter Angelique Kidjo. She came to the studio in December when she was over in the UK to perform at the Barbican as a part of the Songlines magazine award winners concert, and also to promote her new album Eve and to talk about her autobiography that's due out this month. Well, she came in with an old friend, Thierry Vatton, who accompanied her on piano, and she started with this song, Kulumbu. Thank you. Grammy Award-winning Beninese singer-songwriter Angelique Kidjo, Africa's premier diva, accompanied there on piano by Thierry Vatton. Angelique, for me, you are someone who is a really strong and vibrant voice of Africa and one with a social conscience and a real sense of justice. And for me, that always just comes across in your songs. Is it an intentional thing, do you think?
No, I was born like that, I think. I mean, when I start getting into physical fight, it was always for somebody else's injustice. And my mom used to tell me, okay, here you come again with scars, you bleed in, your clothes is in pieces. We understand that you want justice, but you can't fight everybody's fight. I don't sing intentionally like that. It's just me. It's just how my voice come across. I sing with my heart, my soul, my whole body, and otherwise I can't. I'm not on stage to be pretty.
But you are.
pretty is the cherry on top of the cake, but I'm there to touch people's soul. I'm there to touch people for them to understand the importance of their own life and what they can achieve by themselves.
Your music, your songs are always so personal. And it's not that way with many singers and songwriters. I mean, is that just something that's happened, or is it something that you were really conscious to say, look, if I'm going to sing, if I'm going to be writing songs, it has to be part of me?
Well, I grew up listening to the traditional musician in my country, and always what they tell me is that you have to tell stories. We are storytellers because our history is not written. So somebody has to tell you the story of your ancestor for you to know. And also, the traditional songs in most of the countries is also about the daily life. It's always personal. It's not something that comes out of the world out there. It's a story that you have a part in. And I don't think that any artist ever can sing a song being detached from it, because you cannot render that song very well.
This new album of yours, mm-hmm. Eve, it says on the cover, it is dedicated to women of Africa, their resilience and beauty. Why? And why now?
Well, I've waited a long time for people to show and to portray the African women's beauty and resilience on TV, in the news. And I have the feeling that it's not going to happen soon, because the news is about scoop, is about misery. And the perception of Africa is that we are stuck in that kind of image that people have put there, because it makes news, make money out of our misery. And it's not what I see. It's not what I grew up in. It's not the Africa I know. I know both part. I know the poverty part. And within that poverty, there's dignity, there's still love. Parents that are poor, the women or the men that are poor, they are not just poor because they decide to be poor. They are poor because of the circumstances and where they are born, and also because of the global business that doesn't think basically about the well-being of people. And profit comes before people's life. And African women, doesn't matter what the circumstances are, they wake up every morning with a smile on their face, thinking about how will I put a great meal without spending too much money on the table for my children, my husband, my family. And even though she's struggling, even though there's pain in it to do it, she's doing it because she loves her children more than she can love herself. And that is the beauty and resilience that I see. In times of peace, they are there. In times of conflict, they are the one that are the bedrock of the reconstruction of the societies. And it doesn't matter if they have been raped, it doesn't matter how hard it has been for them, they're always looking forward in a positive way. And you never see that in the media. Women in Africa, I always say this, they are the backbone of our continent. That's why I call this album Eve. My mom's little name is Eve. Eve's story has been told by men. Bible, Quran is men business. I never buy the myth of Adam being tempted by Eve with the apple. Adam have a brain. Did Eve put him on the floor, put her knees on his throat and say, eat this apple? No. So the story of women have been told by men for us to always be the second or the third class citizen that make them feel powerful. And my father told me a different story. My father said, empower your wife, empower your women, then you are the richest man on earth. Because if your wife is happy and you empower your wife, you don't have to be babysitting your wife all the time. Let her brain shine. Let her take decision when you're not home to take care of the kids. In times of crisis, if you empower your wife, something happened, she won't wait for you before she gets to the hospital and ask for help.
So do you think that Africa is entering a a phase or a cycle where women are going to play a greater role?
Well, the example I can give is Rwanda. The parliament of Rwanda is made of 60-something women. And for the first time, they've passed a law for maternal leave. Maternal leave was not something the men think about because they don't give birth. They don't know what it is. So you see, we're just going to show them the human part of politics. It's not only about business, but we women, what do we bring to leadership? We bring planning and looking forward for the future of our children. How do we create a society where we invest in our children's education and when they finish, they have a job?
Angelique, will you give us another song?
Yes, of course.
And this one is called Blewu. Tell me a little bit about it.
Blewu is a song of thanking, blessing, everything that people do. Just even the most insignificant stuff, we got to be thankful for it. And it's a song in which that I sing most of the time to thank people for just taking the time to talk about any issue that concerns us here in Europe, America, or around the world, to come together in the sense of thinking for a better world.
Heartfelt and beautiful, not unlike Angelique herself. Angelique Kidjo, accompanied by Thierry Vatan on piano. More from that session in about 25 minutes' time. Red Note Ensemble is a cutting-edge contemporary music group from Scotland. They run courses for kids in composition, hold what they call noisy nights, where they play new scores that have been sent to them, and always include a 10-minute piece that has been composed that very evening amongst the revelers. And they constantly seem to be looking for ways to explore their music. In Reels to Ragas, they've teamed up with the acclaimed British tabla player Kuljit Bhamra. Devil in the Kitchen is one of my favourite pieces on that album.
Thank you. some more down at the old road river. That old road river. Down at the old road river. That old road river. You were daddy's sunshine days. He left for good, went down to his grave. Mother Mary, full of grace, won't you watch these children in my place? I'm going under the river, that old rogue river. I'm going under the river, that old rogue river. Over her and sisters to mama and papa, gone angels will have to do for now. Lord have mercy in my dying days. There's been too much need and there's been too much shame. Left my babies in the cold. Now my heart it aches. I've been growing old. Feel it rise up my throat. Lay these troubles down, lift my soul. I'm going to pray forgiveness, let me go. Pray my children and their children know not to do what I have done, but let go. Lay these troubles down, lift my soul, lift my soul, lift my soul up and over the river. That old road river, lift up and over the river. That old road river.
A trio of folk there, started with Kuljit Bamra joining forces with Red Note Ensemble and ending with Bella's Fury from Cambridge folk roots band The Willows. They're going to be touring the UK this March. You can find out details online. Sandwiched in the middle was the intriguingly named Elephant Revival, who you may have seen at Celtic Connections in January. They're from Colorado. These Changing Skies is their latest album. And the track I played was called Rogue River. So, continuing with our series Commonwealth Connections, the countdown to the Commonwealth Games happening in Glasgow this summer. We've taken you to Jamaica, Swaziland, Lesotho and Canada so far on World on Three. And tonight we've had the musical postcard from Bahamian sprinter Chris Brown. Now it's the turn of South Africa, a country that for me brought home this powerful connection between music, sport and identity when it was the host nation to the Football World Cup back in 2010. This episode begins with a wise and wonderful woman, Madosini, a 92-year-old mouthbow player and overturned singer who talks about her life in South Africa and how music has been and remains at the very heart of it.
Kamalam Latozi Mpahlini. Is it to some Ndingumadosini?
My name is Latozi Mpahlini. My clan name is Madosini. It is also my stage name. I was born in 1922 in Umtata in a village called Mpeko in the Eastern Cape. I started learning these instruments when I was 10 years old. There was no radio then, no TV, so music was our play, our game. The old ladies of the village taught us to play mkhube, the mouthbow. Then we taught the younger girls too. But my mother taught me my most special instrument, the uhadi. The words of the song means love is over. The girl in the village is crying because her boyfriend has said he doesn't love her anymore. I love the uhadi. I make it myself. I get a long straight stick from the forest and I bend it like a bow and put a wire string on. It has a resonator, which is a calabash. We grow these in our gardens. We take the seeds out and dry them out on our roofs until they are hard and brown. Then in Xhosa culture, we use the big ones for keeping cow's milk, and the small ones we use for cooking or for eating from. And to make the voice of the uhadi come out well, the calabash has to be pressed against the skin of my breast. And so we call the uhadi the boyfriend, because you can't play it when you're dressed. You have to get undressed and squeeze it against your skin. Then you twist your finger to get the notes. So yes, it's the boyfriend. I had an uncle who lived in Cape Town, and whenever I needed clothes, I used to come here from the village, and he would help me buy whatever I needed. Then I went back to the village. I had a child who came to Cape Town. She had 7 kids. Then she passed away. So I decided to move to Cape Town to look after the kids. That was in 1972. I now live here in Langa Township. I like it because I still feel like I'm living in my village. This is my only room, and it's very small for me and my kid. But I live well with my neighbors, and so I'm happy here. I get more work here. Sometimes my friends call and say, "Madonsini, I have a job for you." And I go, sometimes abroad. Sometimes it's quiet and there's no work, and I go hungry. But then I get a call, and I go and work, and I'm happy.
Tolotolo, Guloliwe, Usuka, Mtata, Ubega, Kitau.
This is Isitolotolo, the Jew's harp. I make the notes by closing my throat. This tune is from a song about a train, the train that takes people from the village to Cape Town. People say, let's go to Cape Town, where the meat never finishes. But the men eat so much meat that their teeth fall out. And I try and get the sound of the train with the Isidolodolo.
Unondwayo, intombazane yamithayo, yamithele ekhaya, intombazane amabele emini.
This song is about a girl in the village who gets pregnant when she is still young, and so she has to get married. And her friends say, "Ooh, we're going to have a laugh at you at our parties, because now you're getting married. You can't come to our parties anymore." I'm so pleased I can sing this song with my daughter Pumza. In the old days, we always used to play the uhadi at night, never during the day. We would blow out the candles, close all the curtains, and then we would play. And to really hear this music, you need to close your eyes, because when you have your eyes closed, you don't know what is going to happen to you.
Oh,
I'm Jimmy Morovedzi, and I was born in Soweto, and I've been involved in gospel music for many years now. I think it's over 20 years. Yeah, and that's one thing that I enjoy the most. We are in Soweto, in a location called Zola. It's one of the oldest locations in South Africa, and it's mainly Zulu people who live here, and it's one of the locations that came about during the apartheid era when they had the Group Areas Act, where all black tribes were divided according to their languages. But at the moment, at least, it's getting more integrated with other tribes. It's a very vibrant area, and people here love going to church. If you walk around here on Sundays, everyone is going to church in their church uniforms, and gospel music plays a very important role in this community. Yeah.
My name is Mteteleli Mbonani. I'm 34 years now. The church is a Holy Ethiopian Catholic Church in Zion. That's the name of the church. It's me that I'm organizing the people, the youth, taking them, sit down, and then to teach them how to sing. Sing like this, sing like soprano, sing alto, tenor, bass, you know, so that the youth, they can like to come to the church. Yeah, it's Soweto. So it, like, everything was, no, and the days was very, very war. But now, it's nowadays, I walk free. We talk free, like, we've got a lot of people coming overseas, like, he's staying here now as Soweto because he likes Soweto of history that was really war. But now it's very cool, very friendly, like, it's very nice now.
These kind of churches, they don't like losing their culture. They try as much as they can to preserve their African culture. So they've integrated, you know, Christianity into their culture. And that's why you'll find their music. It's so deep-rooted in, you know, in African culture. They try by all means not to make it modern in a way, because by so doing, they'll be losing, you know, their tradition.
Thank you.
know, traditionally, you always have like four-part harmonies in a song, and then which is a soprano, bass, tenor, and alto, and we keep to that. But at the same time, we try to be as different as much as we can. That's why you'll find that it ends up being like a seven-part harmony. But in terms of the sequence of the song, you'll find that not everyone sings into the same sequence. You know, you'll find some coming just in between with different harmonies on top of the song. And it's a way, it's more like a signature of which church or which choir is singing. That's how we identify them. Like if you are outside and they're singing, you'd know that, oh, this is the Holy Ethiopian Church, you know. For someone who has never experienced this, when they're outside, they wouldn't be able to actually identify which singer is actually the lead singer there, because you'll find a voice there and then, and you know. So yeah, it's all a collection of voices, but bringing beautiful harmonies.
Born on the 4th of June 1934. My name was given by my father. He was in Egypt. That was during the war. So when he sent the name, he was expecting a boy. I joined this church in 1960. I'm getting old in this church. I got married to the church. When I started in this church, I couldn't sing Zulu. They used to laugh at me because I would scream and they would laugh and say, if we are walking behind this woman, hey, you will lose everything. So I started learning Zulu. I'm perfect now in singing. I'm a prophet to this church. I heal people. Sometimes they pray for people who are sick. This thing is like this. When somebody is preaching and he preaches, he touches you. Maybe it touches you. You have done something that you think, this is wrong what I've done. So he's touching me. He wants me to leave this thing and become a Christian. Then you feel like singing and praising the Lord. The feeling is in you. That's how it comes.
Thank you.
soon as we sing it, wow, spirit is coming. Yeah, so I'm so happy and I like Jesus. I'm always praying to God that everything's always coming all right.
Music plays an important role, especially here in South Africa. And we always say our country was liberated by music more than any other thing. And it has been there in the African culture that in anything you do, there should be a song, you know, because songs tell a story, you know, they bring out what you have in your heart, you know. People here were able to mobilize their communities to fight the pain that they felt during the apartheid era, and also now to fight the new struggles that they have. You know, you go to a wedding or a funeral, you won't notice the difference if you don't know. You know, when you go to a wedding, you just think, oh, it's a celebration, people are singing. And then you attend a funeral, again, you'd say, it's a celebration, people are singing. So to us, music is actually the language that reaches to the soul. So it's just part of our life.
Voices raised in praise and joy, Soweto's choir of the Holy Ethiopian Catholic Church in Zion, ending tonight's episode of Commonwealth Connections. South Africa, a country where there is a song for every story. In next week's Commonwealth Connection, we feature the Caribbean island of Barbados, and we hear from judo champion Christiane Le Gentil, who tells us about her hometown on the island of Rodrigues, part of the Republic of Mauritius. Back now to the undisputed queen of African music, Angélique Kidjo, who came into the studio with her dear friend and pianist Thierry Vaton to do a session for us in December. Earlier on in the programme, she spoke about why she dedicated her album Eve to the women of Africa and what it means to her to be an African woman. Well, one thing led to another, and she was soon talking about her father and what had prompted her to write her autobiography. Before she told me the story, she sang this solemn song, Awolowole.
baba o awa lo le ri epe iwo ni baba
The beautiful voice of Angelique Kidjo. Angelique, we were talking earlier on about your new album, Eve, kind of dedicated to women and named after the middle name of your mother. Mm-hmm. I love the circularity of that, the fact that even on the record, you're singing with your mother. You started your singing career with your mother in her theatre group, didn't you?
Yeah. At 6 years old, she shoveled me on that stage, literally. And I was like, no, I'm not singing. She's like, you're singing. And I went there for the first time I experienced hearing your own bone going, K-k-k-k-k-k-k-k-k-k-k. I was like, oh my God, what in the world is happening to me right now? And the reaction you have was laughing. Everybody started laughing. I'm like, this is kind of fun. It felt great. So I left. I came back. I said, hooray, I did it. And that's all. And then I didn't know that at that time that I was going to be hooked to singing.
You are always really busy, Angelique. and not only have
that
you got
that is another statement. Yeah,
not only have you got a new album out, but you've got a book, an autobiography, Spirits Rising, My Life, My Music.
Hey, if you want a quote for my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, I remember sometimes summertime comes and you spend time and you do this and you do that, and I'm like, oh, one day I'm like, oh, grandma, I'm tired. Can I go to bed? It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She looked at me and said, do I look tired to you? You're 7 years old, you tell me you're tired? You're going to rest when you're 6 feet under. Go work. I'm like, oh, Lord, man, I'm just so tired. And said, you will sleep when time comes for sleep. Go work. So I like to work.
The process of putting your autobiography together, was that cathartic in certain ways? Was it quite a painful process?
Well, if my father hadn't passed away in 2008, I wouldn't have been thinking about writing a book. I thought, and we all in my family thought, that our father was going to be the one that lasts longer. Because he lived such a clean life. Never smoke, don't drink, no excess for my father. If he used something in excess, it's his brain. Because he never stopped reading. I cannot recall moments. Lots of them where my father didn't have a book in his hand. It's just locked all. It's just like, read. And he urged us to read. And that my passion for reading come from there too. And when my father passed away in 2008, I realized that there were a lot of stuff that I wanted to tell him. To thank him, first of all, for being the father he was that gave us access to so much culture from around the world. Opened his house to many different type of people. Allow my brothers to have a musical band, bought the instrument. I mean, you take all those for granted. And I moved to France and I start thinking, what? This was something amazing. And I didn't realize it at that time because for me, he's my father. He just have to do what he has to do, right? Kids are like that. So he passed away and I was lucky enough 2 weeks before he passed away to spend a day with him, talking with him. And at one point, he said to me and my sister, if I have to die, I don't want you to linger too much in the pain. Just remember, it's only my body that's going to leave you. I will always be with you in spirit. It is still difficult for me to talk about it, so I decided that I want to write this book and dedicate it to my father. And the album Oyo was dedicated to my father too. He was such an amazing man, my champion. He really, he produced my first show after he retired from the post office. He has no idea how you put a show together just because his friend that was the biggest promoter in West Africa at that time told him, your daughter is too little, they won't see her on stage. And he proved that talent has nothing to do with sizes. And if it was not for his unwavering support, I might not be here speaking to you today.
Angelique, thank you for being so honest,
thanks,
sincere and passionate,
thank
as you always are. And you're going to finish with a song called Bana, which has a real special place in your heart.
That song, was the song that my mom grew up in when she was a child, because she lost her father. She never knew her father. Father passed away before she was born. And that song used to be sung by my grandpa, by my grandma, everybody. And then she used to sing that song for us. And I learned the song, and I don't know what it means. And she said, it's just those kind of songs that we sing. I don't know. Bongo in Lingala means money. Bana bongo means there's no more money. I mean, money is not that important, basically. That's what I recall from her explanation. Money is a necessary evil, but it can't just be the only thing you have to think about every day.
Angelique, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bana, 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 bongo. Bana, bana, bongo, eh. Bana, 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 bongo. Bongo, eh, bongo, eh, bongo, eh. Bana bana amisora kelebete onibe onibe kelebete bana bana amisora kelebete bana 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 bongo bana bana bongo e bana 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 bongo bongo e bongo e bongo e onibe onibe kelebete bana bana amisora kelebete onibe onibe kelebete bana bana amisora kelebete bana 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 bongo bana bana bongo e bana 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 bongo bongo e bongo e bongo e Chilo chilo chi awawa awa awawa chilo chilo chi awawa awa awawa chilo chilo chi awawa awa awawa chilo chilo chi awawa bana 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 bongo bana bana bongo e bana 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 bongo bongo e bongo e bongo e onini be kelebete bana bana amisora kelebete onini be onini be onini be onini be bana bana amisora kelebete bana 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 bongo bana bana bongo bana 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 bongo bana bana bongo bana bana bongo 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 bongo
Bana, a song Angelique used to sing with her mother when she was a little girl. What a lovely woman and an inspiration. Angelique Kidjo singing for us in the studio, accompanied by Thierry Vatton on piano. Now, given her sense of humour, I think that this next song would certainly send Angelique into a fit of giggles. It's from the delightfully named Aussies, The Spooky Men's Chorale, and their album, The Spooky Man in History. The song is an homage to the Bee Gees with Indian accents, a Bee Gee curry, if you will. It's called Bahari Gib. Sit back and be entertained.
Sambal la parom, 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 sambal la parom
Dancing around, finished inside. It's a bloody shame they'll hear going into the box. The poor old dogs will get fooled.
Three times Brit Award winner and one of Scotland's most celebrated artists, Eddie Reader, who I hope will be able to join us in May when Radio 3 is in residency at London's South Bank Centre. Back the Dogs is from Eddie's album Vagabond, due out this month. Eddie's currently across the Irish Sea, gigging her way around Ireland this coming week. And talking of gigs, tomorrow night in Brighton at Concord 2, Cornel Campbell, who was my guest on the programme at the beginning of the year, is playing with the Soothsayers. From there, they head off to Newcastle, Birmingham and Aberystwyth, finishing in Liverpool on the 28th. Cornel is a legend, so don't miss the chance to see him live. Ukachi Puti Huluna. The title doesn't roll off the tongue, but the melody is catchy. It's from Angola's Alimba Okimbo and an album called Huambo Musica Sessions, part of a project trying to record and release some of the great but unheard music of rural Angola.
Olona ugwa kanyi la honga kuti woma posipiti chisa kwilo chimbanda iwoma posipiti chisa kwilo chimbanda Ochi anda ndambola yeya yeya Ochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda manalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda nalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Manalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Nalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Nalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Nalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Ochi anda ndonda ye ya ye Ochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Manalembe kochi anda tunda tutale ochi anda Beko ji anda tunda tuta lo ji anda Wajibu ti holona uba kanyi na uwanga Wajibu ti holona uba kanyi na uwanga Iwo ma kosi piti chisa kwilo chimbanda Iwo ma kosi piti ko chisa kwilo chimbanda Oji anda mdombonda ye yo ji anda Oji anda tunda tuta lo ji anda mana Anda, da do da do ji anda, oji anda dum dum da ye ya ye, oji anda dum da do da do ji anda, mana ne be oji anda, da do da do ji anda. تتمنى
وصل يفخي البيحو كل دموع الفرح والفشاو والفشاو الفشاو الفشاو وطبيعة الطلح تتراقص خضراء وطبيعة الطلح تتراقص خضراء أتمنى أن أعيش وأن يرافقني الهنا وأن يرافقني 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 وأن يرافقني الهنا وأن يرافقني يرافقني يرافقني
where the Sahara meets Spain. Aziza Brahim, Ya Watani, My Land, is from Aziza's new album, Sutak, Your Voice. It's a personal expression of her own life as a teenager, growing up in Cuba and Barcelona. And as ever with Aziza, it's a political statement about the plight of the nomadic tribes of the Sahara, fighting for their identity and their place in the world. Well, that's it for tonight. You've been listening to Lopa Kotari here on World on 3. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be in the driving seat, coming to you live from the BBC studios in Glasgow. Spanish guitarist Eduardo Niebla is going to be joining her in the studio for some chat and music. And Marianne's also going to be bringing you part four of our Commonwealth Connection series for you from Two Gems of the Seas, Barbados and Mauritius. Tune in at the same time next Friday if you can. I'll be back on the 28th with the Bulgarian a cappella group Angelita in session. Well, I'm going to play us out tonight with a song from Buda Folk Band, city-dwelling Hungarian folk musicians who believe that their music is as much at home bouncing off the high-rise buildings and traffic lights of the cities as it is floating across the farms and villages of the countryside. Till next time, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And another of this programme's visits to the Chopin Festival in Dużniki Zdroj gets us underway today. This Polish spa town on the Czech border has hosted an annual event for almost 70 years, celebrating Chopin's stay there as a teenager. And the young Italian pianist Beatrice Rana was hardly out of her teens when she appeared there in August 2013. Just a couple of months earlier, she'd won second prize and the audience award at the Van Cliburn competition, and she regaled her Polish audience with Schumann, Chopin, of course, and to start, Bach. Here's her account of his Partita No. 1 in B-flat.